Congratulations, Vincent, Tucson resident listening on KNST, your weekly winner for our Diamondbacks tickets. We'll get those dropped into the mail on the way out and next Friday. We get to go watch Diamondbacks beat the Padres.
Giants. I think it's Giants next Friday.
I think you said Giants. You're right.
We just creamed the Padres.
Oh, okay.
4 out of 5.
Nice. Maybe that's why I was thinking.
I think it or was it the Pirates? Anyway, go Diamondbacks.
We're doing good.
It's the letter P. It could have been the Phillies,
too. Yeah, it could have been the Phillies. Go Diamondbacks.
We won.
Sorry. All right. I want those of you who can to get to your computers, log on, get to rosieonthehouse.com. In the search engine, I want you to type in one word, super cooling. The number one link that'll come up is to a page that talks about how to save money every summer by hashtag super cooling. And just in this past week or two, we got an email from a listener who said, okay, I gave it a try. Here's my testimony. So we're actually going to bring that homeowner into the conversation now. He's online. Mike, appreciate you being willing to share this lesson learned with all of our listeners.
Thank you. Good morning, all. Thanks for having me.
So first question, how long have you been in the home?
14 years. 15 years this month.
And the square footage of the home?
1900.
Okay. And you are single energy or dual energy home?
Single.
All electric?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, dual. Electric and gas. My bad.
Okay. What are you running gas?
Essentially, I'm running my stove, hot water, and my dryer.
Okay. And your high summer bills in the past?
Well, they've ranged. Well, I mean, in the past 15 years, I've had as high as about 500. But recently, this has been my lowest by far.
And what did you change?
So I've been listening to you guys for the last 4 years on this whole super cooling. And my biggest regret is that I didn't actually do it until about a year later. So I've been doing this for about 3 years now.
Okay.
I first started in July, which is probably the worst time to start because everything's already hot, so you can't really get things cool down enough. But I just started getting into the habit of doing it.
Good.
And then last year, it was actually an increase as I was still kind of messing around with the whole different plans and whatnot. And then and I thought I had it down up until last year coming in around July, because I thought $300 wasn't. $300 wasn't too bad, but I was I wasn't very disciplined on it. So after the beginning of this year, when APS announced they made their changes, then I started playing around with their analyzer, and I don't know how accurate it was, but it said that I should maybe try the Savers Max Choice.
Yeah.
So I did that in April.
For those of you that are online, if you scroll down on that super cooling page, this is homeowner example number 2 that we're talking about.
So yeah, on the Savers Max Choice, and what I've learned over the years is that you kind of have to start early. So once the temperature outside starts to get above 73, 74, I start kicking on the AC.
Okay.
Just to kind of keep things cool because I don't want it to start warming up. And that's what I've been doing in May. My thermostat got a little wonky in May, which is why my bill was a little bit higher, but not too much higher than, and plus it was cooler. And then July, I just used a ton of more power, and I've been pretty disciplined, and I cut my actual electricity usage by half.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's absolute. And without spending any more money than what, a programmable thermostat?
That's it.
I mean, it didn't take radiant barrier. It didn't take a ceramic exterior paint job. It didn't take ridiculous amounts of insulation in your attic. It didn't take any of those things. It's just a programmable thermostat and the discipline to do it. And you've actually figured out the programmable thermostat because you've taken super cooling to a third stage where you let it be a little bit warmer for your wife when she gets up in the morning.
Right. Well, if she would have my head if I, you know, kept that 68 the whole time, but I would do it. I mean, it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the temperature does get a little hot between 3 and 8, but only for that, the last 45 minutes does it start jumping in the 81 range.
Yeah.
But as soon as 8 comes around, you kick on the AC, within an hour, it's already 5-6 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
So, because everything else is cooler in the house.
And that's a single air conditioner?
Old one, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you would even see an increased savings. But you're right there. You're doing it great. The extra third step might be a way that we can start encouraging people who say, you know, that's too cold for me. We program this third step in there. But we start by telling people, take it as cool as you're comfortable and move it to as warm as you're comfortable. We're not asking you. I mean, I play with the extremes just so I can prove what can be done. And Mike played with some extremes and cut his bill.
His total kilowatt usage last year was 2,132, and it was $370. His total use went up by 200, and his bill went down to 180. You can see that on the Super Cooling page at RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Consumption went up 10%. Financial savings went down 35%.